Welcome back to Ask Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today during your lunch hour. If you are having lunch, like we've been saying all week, there's a chance that you took this week off or are phoning in a little bit. But either way, whether you're working or not working, thank you for listening with us today. As always, you can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And as a reminder, if you like our show, tell a friend about it. We are a growing show across growing networks, and we can always use your help spreading the word because compared to advertisements, the best way to grow is because you like something and you share it with your friends. And so if you like our show, you like the station that you're listening to, you like the other shows on the station, we would love for you to tell other people about us. So earlier this week, I think it was this week, I mentioned that this fall, the University of Wisconsin-Madison's La Follette School of Public Affairs partnered with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Wisconsin Public Radio on the Main Street Agenda Project. And part of the mission was to really hear what voters wanted to be hearing from candidates versus just candidates talking about what they want to talk about, but also to bring people together to solve the problems affecting their communities. And so I made a video or two for Journal Sentinel kind of promoting the project, but I wasn't part of looking at the research for the data from the survey or going to any of the in-person town halls. But someone who was more on that side of it was Susan Webb Yackey, who is a professor of public affairs and the director of the Follett School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison, who is on the phone with us now. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Hello, I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you for taking time in this. I'm sure right now it's a little dead on campus, so thanks for making time for us.
I appreciate it. Yes, you're right. The students are mostly away from campus right now, and it gives all of us faculty some time to kind of dig in and get into our research a bit when we're not doing so much teaching.
Absolutely. So I just explained it a little bit, but how would you describe what the goal, what was and what the goal was of the Main Street Agenda Project?
Yeah, the Main Street Agenda Project is really neat. We're so excited about its impact across this last year, and we're really excited what might happen in the future as well. So the Main Street Agenda Project was a partnership between the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison, as well as the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Wisconsin Public Radio. And the idea behind it was to get Wisconsin citizens together and to have them talk about the issues that they really care about and the issues that they wanted to see both candidates as well as elected officials going into campaigns talk about in advance of the fall 2022 election. And so to do that, we impaneled a big survey and as well as brought together these four different events across Wisconsin to talk about the issues.
And so who were the participants? Like, what was kind of the breakdown of who, because obviously it was self-selection, but as far as who, like, what was kind of the breakdown of people who you heard from?
Absolutely. Great question. So we went to four different sites across Wisconsin. We were in Green Bay, Milwaukee, Pewaukee, and Wausau. And we brought to those four sites, we brought faculty from the La Follette School. So at each of those sites, think of the events, the public forums, as being broken into kind of roughly two parts. The first part was to hear from some La Follette School faculty on the issues of the day. So, for instance, I was in the Pewaukee site with my colleagues, Professor Mark Koplovich and Professor Ross Milton. I'm an expert in political science, the policymaking process, so how we kind of identify issues and accomplish policy priorities. But my colleagues, Mark Koplovich, spoke about inflation and the economy, and my colleague Ross Milton talked about sort of taxes. And so we brought the first half of the events were bringing different ideas, topics, data, including from the La Follette School Policy Poll, which I'm sure I'll talk about in just a second, that tapped the attitudes and assessments of the Wisconsinites. And we presented that information, and we had sort of a kind of a robust conversation about the evidence. Then the second half of each of the events was a citizen panel. And the citizen, and you're right, the citizens, they self-selected. They said they actually filled out a survey through the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So Milwaukee Journal Sentinel got about 2,323 responses from citizens across the state about the issues that they really want to hear candidates talk about. And of those survey responses, one of the questions was, do you want to participate in the citizen panel? And so a number of citizens identified themselves wanting to participate. And they, you know, four or five folks were part of each of these events. They ranged the spectrum from, you know, very hardcore Democrats to very hardcore Republicans. There were independents on each of these panels. And the idea was to get those citizens together, talk about the evidence, but also just talk about their vantage point. What do they want to see happen? And have a civil dialogue and really talk to each other, even if it meant agreeing to disagree. We wanted all of our citizen panels to be heard, and that is, and not yelled at, and not shouted at or demoralized, right? And that was one of the wonderful takeaways from each of these four events.
And so that, because that was largely, I think, what your op-ed was about, and a little bit from Jim Fitzhenry as well, but the civility of it all, of the actual in-person conversations that came out of this, that I think how you ended your op-ed was that while people disagreed, they weren't disagreeable. And is one of the takeaways that we should be talking in person to one another more?
Well, I think one of the things we know from the social science research is that we're just becoming more and more segmented as a people, right? Where we live in segmented communities, we live in segmented parts of the state, and a lot of that sorting that has happened across time is now more correlated with political party than it ever has been. So we sort more on being a Democrat or being an independent or being a Republican than we ever have before. And that one of the things that does for a society is we don't just regularly run into folks of the other political persuasion and see their humanity and their ethics and their morals and recognize that they might have different policy priorities, but they're still really just, you know, darn right good people, good Wisconsinites, right? And that was something that we learned at each of these four public forums across the state, is at least the folks that showed up to our public forums were really eager for that kind of interaction with people that might be different than them, but that they could really humanize and understand. And we're just coming off Christmas, and I just spent a bunch of time with my in-laws. God bless them. They're wonderful people. And my mother-in-law taught me the phrase, let's agree to disagree, right?
Yes.
And I think that I'm very thankful for that, right? Because I think that that is a phrase that we need to use more of in society today, so that we can, you know, we can agree without necessarily being disagreeable.
Yeah, and I think certainly I feel like I've gotten better with that as I've gotten older, but it doesn't, you know, it's one thing to, in conversation, agree to disagree, but then it's also ultimately policy decisions have to move forward, and you'll try to elect people who want to focus on policy that you would like to see more, but then it bubbles up, and hopefully maybe we're turning a corner as far as how partisan things are in our politics, and especially in Madison. But I guess sometimes I struggle with what is the conversations like the ones that happened in the town halls, where people can disagree but we're not disagreeable. There was talk about wanting more civility. There was talk about wanting more bipartisanship. And it feels like it sometimes falls on deaf ears, because we just get more and more of it, both in our state and our national politics. And so do you feel like it's something that has to come from the politicians themselves? Or is there enough of a referendum the public could actually give on politicians to turn down partisanship?
Well, I think if the public wants to have their politicians talk to each other and practice civility with each other, even if they agree to disagree, they're not talking to each other very often anymore. And those politicians are elected by their constituents, if their constituents ask for more conversation, more progress on compromise issues, we certainly, in our LaSalle School Policy Poll, which we set a poll to about 5,000 Wisconsinites, had responses from 71 of the 72 counties. And we saw a lot of areas on policy issues where there was agreement amongst Republicans, Democrats, and independents across our state that they wanted to see, forward movement public policy. So if we can, we're trying to feed that information to our elected representatives and our legislature and our governor's office. We think it's really important, but I think that those politicians are really going to respect the wishes of their constituents. So if their constituents are saying, we demand you to talk to each other, we demand you to be at least having conversations that are civil, that will be the best way to sort of move the ball forward.
Our guest this half hour is Susan Webb-Yackey, who is a professor of public affairs and the director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison. And we're talking about the Main Street Agenda project that happened mostly. It was all right before the election, right?
Yes, we kicked it off officially on July 4th on purpose, and we ran through the November election.
And with the success of it, do you think that there's an appetite to keep doing, even though next year, obviously, we will have municipal elections and the Supreme Court election, but even in years where there's not, you know, record spending, big midterm statewide elections, was some of the takeaways of continuing to host these kind of town halls and continue to have these kind of conversations?
I think so. I mean, if you think about our November 2022 election, at the events, our public participants were repeatedly saying they wanted elected officials and candidates to be talking more about public policy issues. They wanted less on the horse race and the kind of politics of scandal, and they wanted more on public policy issues. You know, what's interesting about that is we were hearing that feedback from citizens in a year that it was a pretty policy-oriented election. Mm-hmm. I mean, the 2022 election focused a lot on issues like inflation, abortion, healthcare more generally, the role of government in society. I mean, there were public policy pieces to the election, and they were quite front and center to a lot of voters. And so it's interesting that frustration was palpable amongst Wisconsinites, even in an election that was pretty policy-oriented. So I think that led all of us, all of the partners, so again, Wisconsin Public Radio, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the La Follette School, to start to think that we want to do more. So that this is probably not the end of the Main Street Agenda. And what's the next stage for bringing people together? I'm pretty sure part of that
we're going to go to a break really quickly so we can talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Our guest is Susan Webb-Yackey, who from the La Follette School of Public Affairs. Stay with us. We're going to talk more with her when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today during your lunch hour. Our guest this half hour is Susan Webb-Yackey, who is professor of public affairs and the director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison. And we're talking about the Main Street Agenda project that was a partnership between the La Follette School of Public Affairs and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Wisconsin Public Radio, and kind of the findings that the town halls and the surveys provided. And we had to cut you off because we had a commercial, but as far as what do you feel like the takeaways were from the project, and how does that lead or direct some of the initiatives you think the La Follette School, at least for the La Follette School of Public mm-hmm. Affairs, will do in 2023?
Yeah, great question. And, I think one of the takeaways that we found from the citizen panels and from the different events was a real desire to identify where there might be compromise areas between Republicans and Democrats, and areas that independents are really putting forward in terms of public policy. So where, how can we identify those, and how can we then, at La Follette at least, use our kind of different survey techniques, our different understandings of, gleaning what public opinion is, how can we feed that into the policymaking process? And so I think we heard that pretty loud and clear from the citizens that we need to find these areas of compromise, and we need to then feed that as best we can into the policymaking process to try to inspire some compromise. And so that's what we're going to do. That's going to be the main priority of La Follette going into 2023 in this space, is to really think about likely another survey of Wisconsinites here in 2023 to try to get a pulse on the top public policy concerns that we have. This would be a repeat from a survey that we have done in the past, and so we could look a bit at change over time. So, how are Wisconsinites feeling in the past? How are they feeling right now? And we'll find ways then to work with our partners in the state legislature and the governor's office, of which we have many, but really translating that information to them. And they're eager for it too, right? So this is nonpartisan research on public policy topics of our Wisconsin citizens, and they want to know that too. And so we're going to work hard to make that happen and use some of our expertise in order to kind of grease the wheels for it to happen.
Susan, I'm curious. It seems like everyone who attended these meetings and shared their perspectives, while they might have differences of opinion, they can agree on some things as facts. What do we do with the people, and I've said this for many years now, we need to start with what we agree on and work out from there. So what do we do with people who don't agree that gravity exists? How do we get through to those people?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And I think partly we need to remember there's always been folks among us that didn't agree that gravity exists, right? So there's always, a segment of the population that is going to be skeptical of even the most established of scientific facts. And so I think one of the things that we need to do as a society is not overly provide attention to that segment of society, but instead look amongst us and find, who are the people that want to push policy forward? Who are the people that really want to address the issues that plague our society, or even find ways to not just focus on the negative, but focus on ways that we can really propel our state forward. And if that means, trying to engage everyone, but then in the end, working with the people that really want to engage, that might be where we will need to go in order to tackle some of these issues in a more bipartisan way.
Well, it's one of the things that we always say, just because they're the loudest doesn't mean they make up the majority
That's
of the
very
population.
True.
And so, Susan, just quickly to learn a little bit more about La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison, what I appreciate of what you were explaining is not only the Main Street Agenda project, being in, for lack of a better word, the field and actually talking to citizens, because often I think academia can be a lot of theory. And even with policy, sometimes it can be removed from people who are living with the policies that get enacted. And so, as you just mentioned, you partner with the state legislature. Is that normal for public school, public policy, public affair programs at big universities? Or is it something that's unique to Madison, largely because you're in UW-Madison is in the capital of the state?
We have put such an emphasis on it at Philosophical Public Affairs. We just feel it's part of our mission. And to answer your question, it's not normal. There are other public policy schools that try to inform the policymaking process. But at La Follette, we have just put we have stated that we want to do this work. And we do it in a bunch of different ways. We'll bring students, in fact, I'm teaching a class this spring of undergraduate students at the La Follette School in sort of this brand new undergraduate programming that's just booming on campus in public affairs. And we are actually going to work with state legislators this spring on some of the policy questions that they want answered. So we're a bipartisan group of legislators are coming together with questions they want answered. And my students across the semester are going to put together large research reports and public presentations to then inform those legislative questions. And what a way to practice the Wisconsin idea, to have our students in the trenches working with data and answering really relevant questions, and then our legislators to have that information to make the best decisions based on their their political principles and their values. And so that's a great example of the Wisconsin idea in practice.
Susan, I find it shocking that our lawmakers are actually willing to appear in front of human people.
Oh God. Jane's the cynic between the two of us. I was thinking, because I was a public policy minor, of how cool that would be able to be to do that and actually feel like your coursework is contributing to real life policy. So that is an incredible class that you've curated.
Yeah, we're super excited, and we're so excited to be working with legislators and clients. And I think you're right. This is the kind of educational experience that those undergraduate students will take with them the rest of their life. They will be pointing to this experience for many, many years, and it's likely to get them their first job, right? I mean,
totally.
It's just really neat experience, and it helps us practice our mission at the LaFollette School of bringing evidence to inspire the policymaking process. So it's a win-win for our state.
Awesome. Well, I was so happy to get you on. We'll have to get you on again as far as new initiatives that are happening with LaFollette School of Public Affairs. Susan Webiaki is a professor of public affairs and director of the LaFollette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison. Thank you so much and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, some of the top stories and some of the stories you might have forgotten.